This is Refuge of Mount Olives, theological thought and theory. We'll be right back after these messages. If you were looking to experience Refuge of Mount Olives conferences, exclusive summits, even previous revivals, then we, the community of Romo, encourage you to become a subscriber. Here, you'll be able to receive presiding officer insight from yours truly, Drenande Summons, ministerial operation, as well as community outreach and, most importantly, empowerment. This is Romo Radio. And welcome in, family and friends, to this Saturday's episode of Theological Thought and Theory. I'm your host, Drenande Summons. A blessing and a privilege it is to serve as the presiding officer, as well as for the speaker for this moment of empowerment. We are thankful unto day for this amazing moment. And as we are going through many transitions in our country, we are learning the importance of righteousness. And some may debacle with me and say, well, one person over the other is greater. But the truth is, we have to remember the importance of salvation. We have to remember the importance of love and the importance of commonality and learning to respect difference. And there is something in the atmosphere wherefore we've disavowed to the little respect, to the little love, to the little connection people had. And my prayer is that we get to a point where we're able to receive each other and not being so concerned about accepting or declining one another. 1 Chronicles 16th, chapter 24th verse reads, "Publish his glorious deeds among the nations. Tell everyone about the amazing things he's done." I want us to, during this time, tarry just a little on this quote, the scripture, because as we read during this entire chapter, the majority of it, is a full-blown discussion, but and or more, the discussion of moving the ark. And then we understand that later down within it, this chapter, there is A Song of Praise by David. This is a moment where, during a time of transition, we give God a moment of praise. And it reads, on the 28th, O nations of the world, recognize the Lord. Recognize that the Lord is glorious and strong. Give to the Lord the glory he deserves. Bring your offering and come into his presence. Worship the Lord in all his holy splendor. As nations, we are going to come together and serve God. And the beautiful thing is that we're coming in such times where we're witnessing people and platforms that we wouldn't commonly talk about God, talk mostly about God. We're hearing voices speak and represent salvation that we weren't expecting. And you may not believe in me, but I can truly tell you that the power of salvation is free, and it is to all mankind. It serves no presidents. It serves no respected person. It is soul saving. And I'm a witness that we will all come to a point where every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. We cannot run or we cannot disarray from giving God the deserved praise God so rightfully deserves. In this season of your life, ask yourself, are you giving God the utmost praise, or are you just complaining? Are you rejoicing wholeheartedly, or are you looking for a reason to give up? It's time to really be thankful for what God is doing. I've been praising God differently when I realize that I won't truly be blessed until I can wholeheartedly thank God for what God has blessed me with now. Before the money comes that I want, before the success comes that I want, before the love comes that I want, before the friends come that I want, before the partnerships come that I want, before the life that I come before I want, I will rejoice you now, because this is the day. There will be one day where I will look back and chuckle and say, oh, if I could just come back to this moment in time. Not that I won't be grateful for where God has brought me to, but if you've ever taken a moment to say, when you've looked back over your life and looked back over certain experiences, you say, if you could just step back into that life just for one good time, just for one good moment, you would, and then appreciate it. So let us learn to appreciate and be thankful for where we currently are before we're elevated higher and higher. If you'd like to keep up with us outside of the podcast experience, you can follow us on Instagram at r.o.m.o_. You can also follow our YouTube page at Refuge in Mount Olive, as well as our Facebook. Thank you so much.